Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Living. What propels the civilization is the next step. Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. Today is January the 2nd, 2013. Hopefully I said that this morning when I did the show at 11 a.m. It's always, having to get your mind around changing things, right? Things never really remain constant. The only real constant is change. And I'm doing another special show today at 5 p.m. Eastern because I had a lot of things to say earlier and needed to say them, and I'm giving you the opportunity to hear what I was going to talk about earlier today. And I was just asked people to go back and refer to the December 5th show Wednesday at 11 a.m., 2012, and just plug in Fifth Dimensional Living with Diane Bachberger, my name, and the time, 11 a.m., Wednesday, December the 5th. And also for the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th, and for the show today, January the 12th, 11 a.m., Wednesday, 2013, okay? Because all these shows relate back to the content that I'm going to be talking about today. Part of the reason why I'm doing this show is I wanted to talk more about Idle No More and the reason that it started up. And there were some other healing things. We're going through a big healing surge right now, so there's some herbs and a stone I wanted to talk about and a tea for healing. And I was also this morning talking about guardian angels and how, because we're shifting in those octaves, that we're more and more of humanity is connecting into the higher multidimensionality of themselves. And octaves are levels of sound frequency of vibration. And we went through on the 21st, you know, the middle of the universe. And I've talked about it on quite a few shows, so please go back and listen to the shows that I mentioned at the beginning. I also want to talk about Earth Angels Radio that Carol started in 2007. Earth Angels Radio is to help you on that inner journey, to help you expand yourself. Whatever we do inside manifests in a different aspect of ourselves in more awakening. And right now we're going through, and humanity is going through a big awakening period. And this is what we have these radio shows to do. So please go to www.earthangelsradio.com to find out more about Earth Angels Radio and about the many hosts and hostesses we have and the content, so you can find out more about it. You will be attracted to different shows for different reasons. You know, I find that a lot of people that listen to Fifth Dimensional Living are listening in because it's something that they're intuitively keying into, okay? And we're also streaming live on Impact Player Music Nation. So go to www.ipmnation.com. But because this is a special show, there will be no live stream of this show today, okay? So if you want to get the content of this show in the archives, please go to, you know, Blog Talk and plug in the date, January the 2nd. and 5 p.m. because it's a different time than I usually do the show. I do it at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. And then, you know, you'll get the archived part of the show, so you may want to go back and listen to the show. And people that have me as friends on Facebook, like Carol talks about at the beginning, I put it on my wall so they can go back and access it there. Earth angels. I was talking about guardian angels. And earth angels that are here right now, there are actually earth angels. And Carol Guy is one of them, and Amy, who has the, you know, Ask Angel Amy show. I believe it's on Thursday nights at 8:30, and it's an hour and a half show. Carol's taking time off right now, and I'm not sure when she's going to be back. So earth angels, it's another form of guardian angel. These earth angels have come to earth this time to help humanity shift in consciousness. And it's their mission. So I'd like to talk a little bit about earth angels. And there's a really good site, www.bealoneline.com/articles/art45545.asp. And I'll put that in the chat, but I'll also repeat it because it's not really that clear the way it's pronounced, okay? It's www. And I'll spell it BELLONLINE.com/articles/art, A-R-T, 45545.asp. So, you know, please go to that site. And I'm just going to go right now to post that on the chat line here. So whoever's listening will be able to access if that they'd like. I'm going to find that. Okay. And maybe here we got to go back to the article. It talks about why Earth angels are here. So I'll go into it. It's the guest author is Karen Alise, A-L-L-E-I-S-E. And in the name of humanity, I'm compelled to help and heal at virtually any age and cost for the Earth Angel. The optimistic drive of love and hope may begin showing signs of, you know, imbalance at times, and self-denial transforms into clouded personal affairs, granting everyone's wish and command. Scales can be quite easily to tip. So, you know, earth angels are here to help people, but I guess what they're trying to say is that they're here to, you know, they have to help themselves too. And have a very big heart because, you know, angelic beings have that light part of themselves. They're very, you know, loving and caring. And they have a unique essence about them. In their purest form, they are intuitive, empathic, sensitive, and giving to a fault, with very concept of tragedy nipping at their heels. They may be a nurse, holistic healers, counselors, or something similar by nature, while also providing this very role in close relationships. Earth angels will push themselves, giving their very best, a point of, it says self-infliction and most emotional dismay, because they don't understand third dimensional consciousness. They live in the higher consciousness level, and it may be a little bit at times to fit in at the beginning, and they're compelled without to draw them to friendships and love levels in need of counseling and healing. So they're here to help. So I'm just trying to wade through this article because you know, it may be have a different slant to it than I want to convey. And, you know, but it's also, you know, wanting to help people, but at the same time, you know, letting people help themselves. So that's why we do Earth Angels Radio, to help people to be able to help themselves. And, you know, they, let me just see, after leaving the safety of an angelic realm, providing the well-meaning service to Earth plane, at this critical time, it has been set into motion the familiarity of self-sacrifice. Because of the dimensional change, balance in the spiritual contract is, it has to be something they remember. So not all of us are aware of the reason why we're here at times, but it's important that, you know, we do realize and that, you know, we're here to help people, but we're not here to do the work for them. And the role of angels has actually shifted. So humanity, as they expand and go into fifth dimension, they can connect to source. And I was talking about it on the earlier show today. So they will, you know, we're here to help, and Earth Angels is here to help, but people need to look at, you know, what they're putting themselves into. And we can be guides, and Earth Angels can be guides. And it's, I guess, it's fitting in. And, you know, they're getting back to different types of angels. You know, there's angels of light, but there are dark angels, too. And Earth Angels are angels of light, and guardian angels are angels of light. So 3D is a polaric plane, and there's polarity. But angels actually are either one or the other. So angelic beings, there's quite a few of them that are light, of the light, right? So Earth angels tend to be very kind, very warm-hearted, and want to help people. And but it's the task that we have now is to help people help themselves and expand themselves and have understanding and that sort of thing. So, but it's saying also that Earth angels find comfort near large bodies of water, and they benefit from treating themselves to sea salt baths, aromatherapy, essential oils, and in gardening around the home and being around animals. It doesn't say that here, but I know that. Believing the universe provides and allows for this type of support will be key and something that only the Earth Angel will be able to do. And they will go on to help other Earth Angels, supporting them in their mission as well. So a lot of the Earth Angels realize who are Earth Angels and are there to help them. So, you know, I'm looking at this article, but I'm not quoting it because I'm just picking up, you know, things that I find pertinent to what is important right now in the moment, because fifth dimensional consciousness is like that. Anyway, so they tend to be very, you know, like kind-hearted and want to help people. But we also must remember to help, you know, help ourselves too, and that's important right now. So a lot of light workers and Earth Angels right now are taking time for themselves because they have been doing a lot of work, and, you know, that's why I'm talking about it. So, and I also want to talk about Idle No More. And there's a good article, and it's, I will post that in the chat too and on later on. It's www.vancouver, V-A-N-C-O-U-V-E-R, O-Observer, OBSERVER.com/politics/Harper-government-bills-enraged-first-nations-and-spark, and then Idle No More. So, got to put that in the chat room too, for people that want it, so you can kind of, if you're interested, follow along. And anyway, the article's by the Vancouver Observer, and it's under politics, and the Harper government bills that sparked Idle No More, and it was posted December the 29th, 2012 by Jenny, and then the last name's Chi, U-E-C-H-I, and they show a picture of some indigenous people pounding some drums and, you know, carrying some older flags where they, you know, these deals were made with the British at one time, saying one of the First Nations that people ask about are pardon me, I should start that again. One of the first questions that people ask about Idle No More movement is the movement itself and what's it all about, and why is the historical injustices experienced by First Nations are too many to list. Many activists say that the current government is pushing through a range of new bills that violate treaty rights, despite the fact that some bills received input from Aboriginal representatives. Opponents argue that the changes are too broad and lack support. And never in history has there been so many bills regarding impacting First Nations been pushed through the House of Commons at one time. An Idle No More document released by activists below is an excerpt adapted from the document outlining the 8 bills and amendments which has sparked protest across the country. So basically they're taking, making these bills to allow them to access Indigenous people's lands without their permission, and to actually take them. So Bill C-45, Jobs and Growth Act, Omnibus Bill, and number one, land surrenders. This process prevents any debate or grand chiefs to present views or amendments. Changes to the Indian Act without sufficient consultation of communities, and lowers threshold for the surrender of reserve lands. And, you know, this movement has sparked up Indigenous people from all over the world. It started in Canada. It's gone all over North America, into South America, and like I said, into the whole world itself within less than 2 months. And I talked a little bit about it on the show this morning and last week's show. And the second part of this, Bill C-45, Jobs and Growth Act, it talks about Navigable Waters Act. The federal government vacates jurisdiction over waters, parks, fisheries, etc., and the responsibility and duty to consult and honor treaty rights. So they basically can do whatever they want. It allows the provinces to have more powerful expropriation powers, so taking away powers from the Indigenous people. The current federal government has expressed wishes to unlock First Nation lands for a maximum benefit of Canadians. Yeah, you know, put it in the mouth of Canadians. I don't like that. You know, how can a government do that? And Bill C, 428, Indian Act Amendment and Replacement Act, Rob Clark's bill to repeal the Indian Act altogether, doesn't acknowledge the band's abilities to pass bylaws, takes away the powers of the bands to pass bylaws to prohibit alcohol and reserves by taking power away to create bylaws and govern. So it was basically taking away their power. And Bill S-2 of this also, you know, I'm talking about 8 different things here. Family Homes of Reserve Matrimonial Interests of Rights Act does not recognize any First Nation bylaws that already set out matrimonial property laws. Legal rights can be given to non-Indians over holds on lands on reserve. And land protected under treaties exclusively for First Nations can be given and transferred to non-First Nation people through this bill. So they're basically going to take away their land. And First Nation Education Act incorporates and imposes provincial laws into First Nation education on reserves. The bill prohibits treaty right to education. So they can't even educate their own people with their own people on their own land. The federal government wishes to nationalize, control, and legislate the treaty right to educate. So they're taking away their culture, basically, by doing that. There's already been troubles with that, taking the Indigenous children off the land and sending them to these schools where they were abused and tortured. So I don't think so. Federal authorities with hand jurisdiction to the province, not just stepping away from treaty obligations, but also funding obligations. Bill S-212, an act to amend the Interpretation Act, non-derogation of Aboriginal and treaty rights. Bill S-212, First Nations Self-Govern Recognization Bill, and FNPOA. The 1883 Dawes Act in the United States, and it's D-A-W-E-S. In Canadian form, privatization of reserve land will take community-held reserve lands and divide up into individual parcels. This land can be sold to non-Indians and corporations like any provincial lands under provincial laws and registries with no Aboriginal Treaty Rights Associated anymore. So they had to go taking more land away. After the Dawes Act, more amendments were set to go, and over half the privatized lands were given to the government, military, and corporations for resource extraction. To put a pipeline example, proposed Enbridge North Gateway pipeline through a community, the community's consent is no longer needed on the same level as it was in the past, just as the individual people whose property the pipeline would go through. So they can, you know, basically do whatever they want. And Bill S-8, Safe Drinking Water for First Nations, will give the federal government the power to set up rules and regulations around water and sanitation, and will be able to force chiefs and councils to do whatever federal authorities see as necessary on the water. They can demand that the chief and the councils fix water systems, but if there's no money to do so, it is taken from ban operating fund formulas that pays for housing, social assistance, etc. If the federal government's contractors mismanage a project, the federal government is not liable. So they're not even liable to the Indigenous people or whatever. Transfers jurisdiction and pushes provincial laws on reserve lands. And then Bill C-27, First Nations Financial Transparency Act. This bill will force First Nations to open up all the books, source revenue, and business revenue for the public. I guess they're talking about all of Canada, but it's really for the government. Failure to make business information public can result in being taken to court and having funds to the community cut off. So you're going to take money that they've been funding to them. Currently, if leaders speak up, they risk having budgets slashed. And the average salary for the First Nation leader is $36,845, while the salary of the average Canadian is $46,345. And leaders in the government sure make a lot more money than that. Okay, we're talking about members of Parliament here. Bill S. 207, an act to amend the Interpretation Act, non-derogation of the Aboriginal treaty rights, are not only violation to the treaties, but are also direct violation of Article 18, 19, and 20 of the United Nations Declarations on the Rights of the Indigenous People, and it has brackets UNDRIP. So for more, please go to www.idlenomore.ca, so idlenomore.ca. I'm just going to flip over there right now and take a look. So, you know, this Idle No More is involving people, and Indigenous people from all over North America, and even as far as Australia, I believe. Chief Spencer is still waiting. It's a female chief, Indigenous chief, has been on a hunger strike waiting to speak to Prime Minister Harper. And I believe up to now he has not said he's going to speak, but she wants Indigenous people to have their rights, not to have this taken away from them without, you know, even having knowledge of it. You know, it's pretty bad. So, you know, if this can happen in Canada, this can happen anywhere. And I know people all over the world are standing up for injustices. So that's why I'm stepping up. I'm not going to sit by and, you know, see people being bullied. I have a friend that may come on today, may call in, Dan Dacus, and may talk about many different things that have to do with what's going on right now. And hopefully he will call in. I wanted to talk too about smoky quartz. I've talked about things that happen in the moment. I was given a gift of a beautiful necklace over 30 carats of smoky quartz and with diamonds. Actually, a very gorgeous gift. Totally unexpected to get the smoky quartz. And there's an article on it here. gemstonegifts.com/stones/smoky-quartz.html. And, you know, I'm going to take calls in a little while, and if anybody has any questions about Idle No More, this movement, of, and justness towards Indigenous people, and they're standing up for themselves. They're not going to sit by and take it. And I really don't blame them. You know, once something's taken away, it's never given back. So I'm just posting that thing about the smoky quartz right now. I'm trying to get a lot to talk about now. Smoky quartz helps to set aside willfulness and headstrong behavior. Smoky quartz has the ability to transform negative energy and is particularly effective in dealing with anger and resentments. And right now we're going through a healing period. We're giving off a lot of that emotional baggage. The pain body in humanity is being given off right now. So this is a good, it helps with that. It clears up communication difficulties. I've been talking about communication over the last 2 weeks with families, and holiday time is a time where we have been doing that. And it's really important in fifth dimensional consciousness to maintain that communication and to be able to, you know, communicate in that oneness. And, this type of quartz, the smoky quartz, helps dissolve mental and emotional blockage that can get in the way of perception or learning or communication difficulties in families or with anybody. It's calming. Smoky quartz is said to be excellent for alleviating panic attacks, anxiety, and nightmares. This is a time where there's a lot of changes, so, you know, people need that calming and grounding. It helps you be right there in the moment. Fifth-dimensional consciousness is in the moment. It transforms negative energy. It's a protective forms a shield against negative energy around the user. Regulates, can be used to regulate creative energy, allowing it to flow smoothly step by step. And, you know, I have some Indigenous friends that are using this right now to help them deal with the amount of stress with all this going on. And the shift in consciousness is really changing the way people see things and not seeing themselves as victims anymore and not living in that pain body. And it also helps with finances, helps one to make wise purchases, and manage money effectively. It's a meditation stone, evokes effort, and makes us to cope with hard times. Adult ADD, this gemstone's gentle and focusing energy. So it's very gentle. It just kind of, you know, it's like fingertips that you gently caress. It helps to alleviate confusion. Smoky quartz also gently cleanses clutter the mind to bring focus to task. And this is a time where we really need to focus to keep ourselves focused on the tasks that we have ahead of us. And, you know, go back to the show I did this morning because I was talking a lot about, you know, going beyond what we've experienced here and being ready to let go of those old ideas that have held us in 3D consciousness. So this stone is very beneficial with helping with that. Negativity, this stone also neutralizes negative energy as well, helps the wearer manifest dreams. So you can also key into the frequency, if you can do that, if you're into the healing arts, and pick up that energy and actually help other people pick up that energy, and it will help them release negative energy and to release that karmic energy. So smoky quartz stimulates the cooperation of multiple energies towards a common goal. And right now, you know, I've talked about the 21st and how a whole bunch of timelines have converged and we've gone into one main timeline. So we're heading in focusing and diverging things into one common goal. A wonderful stone for relationships for people in recovery programs or people who need to work in groups or be part of a larger group, whether it be work, hobby, a home group, business group, or association. It is a gentle, grounding stone that instills balance and harmony and can help bring peace to you. It's enhancing its quiet reflection during meditation without interference of the thinking mind. So it helps stop mind chatter. It's very calming. And this is not a quick energy stone like clear quartz crystal, but it has an intense staying power to carry over the long haul. Combine smoky quartz with clear quartz for lots of positive energy towards obtaining your dreams and goals and to energize them into being a reality. And, you know, I was telling people today, when you're really focusing and you're meditating, picture yourself connecting with the fifth dimensional earth, not with know, the old ways. We're going into an expanded consciousness, and that's what fifth dimensional consciousness is all about. It's living in the moment, it's living in the love. It's living, you know, people call it Christ consciousness, people call it heart consciousness, people call it fifth dimensional consciousness. There's a whole bunch of different names, but I see it as an expansion. And, you know, our energy centers are expanding, and they're kind of flowing together. It's more of a flowing energy. So anyway, it goes into color in this article. It says it's from graded warm brown, light and clear to almost solid-looking black brown. And the one I have is almost solid-looking, and it's more of a black than a brown, actually. So I think I got a really great piece of, you know, that smoky quartz. It's especially helpful with ailments of the hands and feet, aids healing in the back, areas of back problems, dissolves cramps, alleviates pain, and fortifies the nerves. So it does a lot. And it says here, you know, this site actually designs custom amulets and things like that, but I just wanted to use this as, you know, background for people that want to assist themselves. And, you know, I keep getting, you know, I kept seeing foxes, and I was talking about that this morning, but what the fox, you know, represents. But also I've been coming in contact or seeing a lot of the words lily, white lily. So I'm going to read about the lily. And they call it the Madonna lily. Sometimes people see it as an Easter lily. It's perennial, herbaceous herb, very popular because of its beauty, but it also has medicinal properties. And the plant is known as lily, and is part of the Liliaceae family. It appeared in Asia Minor, China, and Japan. This is where it first appeared. In antiquity, it was loved as much as the rose. The Romans and Greeks dedicated lilies to the goddess of beauty as they symbolize the feelings of hope and purity of the mind. So right now we're expanding ourselves, and we're going out of a kind of a polaric duality, you know, extremes into more balance of the masculine, feminine, dark and light. So this plant represents that. So that's pretty amazing. It goes on to say it reaches a height of 1.2 meters and sometimes more. It has leaves without hairs, oval or spear-like green, approximately 8 centimeters long. And the stem ends with a total of up to 20 white flowers, heavily scented, beautifully shaped with 5 to 6 petals. And, you know, earlier today I was talking about the significance of the number 5. So please listen to the show that I did earlier, okay, because I don't want to waste time. Or it's not really wasting time, but, you know, I can use it for something else. So 5 stamens and a large yellow, orange, you know, parts of it with pollen. The fruit is shaped like an oblong capsule, which opens up maturity into 3 parts and contains many small seeds. It's round, flat, and brown. The lily blooms in June, is multiplied by bulbs, and during winter they have a rosette form. So from the Madonna lily, white petals are picked in May to June, and this is what people use. When the flowers open in bulbs in August and September, when the plant has a rest period, and the petals are dried in the shade, placed in thin layers, then stored in glass or porcelain jars. And the bulbs are dried in the sun and they're kept like flowers. So the properties, they contain tannins, essential oils, steroids, glycosides, siphoning, and flavonoid substances. At the ancient Egyptians, the Madonna lily was considered a plant that cured diseases of women. So it has a very curative aspect to it. And these Egyptian doctors treated inflammation. So it's really good for inflammation, burns, and tumors. I've heard people using it on tinctures of it on tumors, you know, maybe on the surface of the skin and stuff like that, with poultices of the crushed bulbs of white lilies rich in mucilage. The lily was also used as an oil for treating burns and ear pain. Madonna lily extracts have regenerative properties of the skin. And, you know, I was talking earlier about the skin and the octaves. You know, these octaves that we've been passing through, we've gone up to 6 different octaves. And I want to mention a little bit more about that, too, in a while. Due to the substances, it's good for protection and hydration with the tannins and the steroids, or steroids, which have an anti-inflammatory and soothing effect. The flavoid substances have a vessel protective and antioxidant action, and the bulb is known for its expectorant and diuretic properties, can be used in preparation for external use and cosmetic products. White lily bulbs are currently used in treating skin diseases. In the cosmetic industry, white lily bulbs were used for the creation of a series of products with a soothing effect on irritated skin, wounds, and burns, while white lilies were used to treat eczema, itching, and dermatitis. The petals of the white lily are used to obtain a tincture, which helps in treating severe itching that occurs in skin diseases. The Madonna lily bulbs can be used fresh or boiled and crushed, wrapped in gauze, and applied locally to affected areas to relieve itching, reduce inflammation. This treatment is repeated several times a day. The itching and burning may improve by rubbing with light olive oil that was placed for 5 days to macerate with 10 grams of lily flower petals that have been dried. The lily oil, white petals, are prepared by maceration in vegetable oil. It is moisturizing and soothing to the skin, softening and preventing skin cracks, stains, and preventing the attenuation of their appearance. It is healing and relieves irritation, works well in sunburn, can be used with confidence because it's non-toxic and irritating. The legend of the Madonna lily, and this is kind of interesting because we have gone through the holiday of Christmas, and I talked about, you know, Christ consciousness last week, and, you know, all the different aspects of Yeshua. There's a legend, they say here, that recalls Jesus at the time when Joseph and Mary fled with a baby in their arms to escape the killers. They arrived in the desert and met a terrible heat and stopped to feed Jesus. While nursing her child, the grieved Mary began to cry because her baby was in danger. When asked by Joseph why she cried, he removed her tears with the baby's headpiece, and because it got wet, she put it dry in a dry pine. Upon leaving, she decided to take the headpiece back, but when she lifted it from the pine, she discovered that the plant turned green, and on its tip there was a flower, white as snow, large and fragrant, open as a crystal cup, and that was the lily. And another story encountered in the Bible mentions white lilies, very beautiful, which grew at Jesus' tomb where Mary came 3 days after his funeral. So, you know, it has really interesting aspects to it. And I also want to talk about Strauss Heart Drops. And this is made by a company in Vancouver. This is a time where there's a lot of cleansing going on, but there's a lot of people still holding a lot of energy in their heart and, you know, in the arteries. So if you're having, you've gone to the hospital and been having chest pain, it could be that your upper heart chakra is expanding. And, you know, heart drops, you can Google it. It's an extract of garlic, water, and also hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaf, cayenne pepper, bilberry, motherwort, white willow bark, mistletoe, and alcohol. And it gives instructions about how to take it, but, you know, go to your doctor or your naturopath, and, you know, if you have showing blockage of the artery or anything like that, you can actually get it monitored to see if this is making a difference. And I've from family experience and people in my family that have taken it, and it's really helped with them. And they've had no problems since they started taking it. So I just wanted to mention, you know, Strauss Heart Drops. And it's S-T-A-U-S-S, and then Heart Drops International. So you can look that up. And also another thing that was discovered in Canada is Essiac. And it can be used for the heart too, but it can also be used, you know, for cancer or any type of growth or for cleansing or healing of any sort. And it helps the immune system. So, you know, just look up the name Essiac, E-S-S-I-A-C. And I have talked about this before. The lady, she got it from the Aboriginal people, the Indigenous people that lived near where she lived. And the lady that kind of put the formulation together, her name was Renee, R-E-N-E-M-K-C-C. C-A-I-S-S-E-R-N. So she was a nurse. Actually, she wasn't given long to live, and she took this, and it actually cured her. And it's got, you know, I'm talking about herbs today and how they can be effective in helping us with healing. But also we can use the frequencies of these because, you know, plants take in light, and humanity is taking in more light now. So as we take in more light, we'll be able to heal ourselves. But, you know, more and more people are using herbal remedies. And I don't know how easy it is in the States to be able to get these things. But I know a lot of people go out and actually pick the herbs themselves. You know, S-E-A-C-T has sheep, sorrel, S-O-R-R-E-L, and burdock root, B-U-R-D-O-C-K, and the inner bark of the slippery elm and the Indian rhubarb. And, you know, it goes, you know, just look this up. There's www.S-E-A-C, E-S-S-I-A-C, fromcanada.com, okay? There's a whole site that you can go to. And I also mentioned an article this morning, and I've talked about it on numerous shows, and it's called Revolution and Revelation. And for some reason, this it's the Uranus-Pluto square from 2012 to 2015. It talks about we're going through a revolutionary time right now. And if you want to know more about that, please go to www.lunarplanner, L-U-N-A-R, planner, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, .com/Uranus.Pluto square. And I'll post this in the chat and I'll post it afterwards. You can always go back to the archives with this. I just want to go see if my friend has, you know, come on to, is called in at all? No, but if anybody would like to call in, it's 646-200-4169. 646-200-4169. I'll just post this in the chat. But the article. Error code 718. I think that's New York, but I'm not sure. Hello, Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Buckbrooker speaking.
Oh, hi, Diane, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you quite well.
Oh, thank you. I'm listening to you, and I've gotten so much wonderful feedback and insight. My question involves, like, I was listening to what you were saying about angels and being able to connect with people, you know, of a life.
Did you hear my show earlier today?
No, I have to go to the archives, right?
Yeah.
From 11
a.m.,
right?
More of us are going to be more intuitive, and we're opening up and expanding our consciousness, so we'll be more aware of angelic beings. But we're not to kind of invoke them. They're like an intercession between God and ourselves. And, you know, when we connect to Source, we're actually connecting to God. But not everybody is aware they have that connection. So, you know, angelic beings around to be assisting humanity right now.
That I feel like that this is a wonderful time, but it's also a curious time because it's sort of like, you know, I can see this opening up, but because I'm the only person, like, I'm not able to connect with other people that probably feel the way I feel or see the way I see.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a little bit disheartening, but I try not to let it get me down. But I feel as though because I'm in this curious place, and
mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like, why isn't, like, it's so obvious, and, you know, I can see, and when I could consistently run into people who are not seeing and who are oblivious and don't care to see, it's like a curious position to be in.
Well, they're kind of in their own mindset, their own consciousness. They're just in a different consciousness. But as you find yourself expanding and, like I said, going into this type of consciousness, you're going to be more positive. You will draw more people towards you. You'll be absorbing more light into your body. You know, like I was talking about, that plants have very healing properties when they absorb light. But as more of humanity absorbs, you know, this has the capacity to absorb light, they will be able to heal themselves. You know, so you just have to put an intention out, or even, you know, say a prayer to your guardian angel that you have more people in your life. You know, I know on Facebook there's so many groups and so many people that are involved in these sorts of things, you know, and that, you know, we do this show on Fifth Dimensional Living on Earth Angels Radio to help people that are feeling these things to be able to know that they're not alone.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would like to be able to reach out and connect. Something happened.
Do you connect to the chat room at all?
Hold on.
Because I don't know if there's a discussion going on right now, but when I have the show on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock, Fifth Dimensional Living, there are many, you know, people that chat on the line, and they can ask questions and all sorts of things, and they're like-minded people.
Oh, okay.
So you may want to try that. And you, like I said at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you were listening at the beginning, but you can go back and listen to this show. And I mention all the shows lately where I talk about a lot of this stuff. And actually, over the last 2 months, are shows that talk a lot about the expansion of humanity and the energetic centers in humanity that are expanding. It's just, that's what the, you hear about the shift. You probably heard about that, right?
Yes.
It's a shift in energy. But it affects, you know, it affects the whole cosmos. It's not just humanity, it's everyone. But the main focus right now is on humanity, because they've been in this three-dimensional consciousness of duality and polarity. And, you know, you have extremes in this type of consciousness where people, you know, if there's love, there's hate. If there's peace, there's war. And the human collective is shifting to a more balanced state of consciousness, a more balanced energy, and not so heavy energy, more flowing and higher in frequency. So, you know, if you go back and listen to some of these shows, it explains a lot about it. So it's really, you know, I would suggest to people right now, because I'm this is kind of a show that, you know, I wanted to talk about a few things, and you know, that's why I've been mentioning these things, because I didn't get a chance to talk about it earlier today. And it, what's really, you know, important is food right now, too. And, you know, packaged cereal has so many different things in it that are not good for humanity. You know, these processed vegetable oils are a killer. It has, you know, people say, well, don't eat things with saturated fats like animal, you know, animal fats, but, you know, cut back on it. But it's something that we need. We actually need fat in our diet. So certain things that are really processed aren't, you know, that great for people, you know, and it's just educating people to know that, you know, and talking about herbs and how they can help. And, you know, this Essiac that I was talking about, tea, it helps, you know, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, all sorts of different illnesses, and it helps increase the immune system. But, you know, there should be caution in taking it with as any type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Most people should speak to the doctor or the naturopath about taking it. And it increases blood flow to different parts of the body, too. So, you know, people that have kidney disease or kidney infections should, you know, have caution in taking things. But there's always, you know, things you should look at for that sort of thing. But there's so many things to talk about right now. And I just, you know, I'm going to go right now, because I had a friend that was going to come on and talk about some stuff, but I'm not sure if he's called in. So I hope I answered your question. But, you know, tune in next Wednesday at 11 a.m. when I'm back on.
Okay.
And listen, and then go back to listen to some of the shows. that really, really help. There's so many people now that are finding, they're kind of awakening. That's what they call it. And they're becoming more aware of what's going on around us and what's not right and what's not fair. And that's why I talk about those things, because that is part of shifting consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talked about Idle No More today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked about other different things and on different occasions, but it's what, okay, I do see him calling in, so I will get on the line with him. So you take care and you keep on listening, okay? Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Buckberger speaking.
Good afternoon.
And that's Dan. I was talking about Idle No More and giving people a little idea about what was going on, and maybe you'd like to tell people how you were kind of got involved in that. We've got about 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, it's the biggest thing is the bill C-45
mm-hmm.
in Canada. It's taken away the rights of the Indigenous people, but it's also mm-hmm. taken the rights of them to be able to stop any pollution and overkill and in the industrial, like now that the Arctic ice is going down, they're going to be tearing apart the Arctic because there's lots of minerals up there.
Okay, but, so now that, better let people know that there's not as much ice and snow up there, they're saying, hey,
yeah.
we can go and, you know, get the mineral rights for there and start, you know, digging around over there. But they're not thinking about the damage that there's moss that it's not even dirt. It's like layers and layers of moss, right?
It
prevents
frozen.
Water from coming into the land.
Yeah, it's actually frozen, and once it's unthawed, it doesn't refreeze.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's
solution.
Thousands and thousands of years. Like, and it's not that deep. You might get
mm-hmm.
permafrost, you know, at the best, maybe 30, 40 feet in some spots, and then a lot less than others.
Mm-hmm.
And once that goes, then it's a swamp. That's all it is. It's a bottomless swamp.
So
and,
all this, you know, coming in and taking these lands, it's not just, you know, they're doing some injustices towards the Indigenous people by doing that. They're also destroying future capability of this land to be there. So
well,
it will be like a
it's for everybody,
graveyard.
Everybody in Canada, like, it will permanently damage the waterways. All it takes is one major spill, one in open permafrost that's gone, and
mm-hmm.
there's no saving it. And when they
are you talking about oil spill into the water?
Oil spills or minerals, toxins. What
uh-huh.
it's like in the mines in Yellowknife. They have, like, there's... like
the uranium mines, you mean?
Yeah, well, actually, no. Actually, the gold mines. They
the gold
have,
mine?
They have used strychnine there, and there's... Mm-hmm. they've. This was documented probably, about 15, 20 years ago, where they had a big document and showing all the spots in Canada. And it's huge, but the government just sidesteps it because they
yeah.
don't want to clean it up.
But, you
and
know, the thing about
already your country is a toxic wasteland.
Yeah.
And
it's nobody
you know,
knows about it. They think, oh, Canada is such a beautiful place. But there are parts of Canada that are just dumping the toxic waste. And the
like
thing
in,
is,
like,
this water goes down to the States. It just doesn't stay in Canada.
Yeah, well, see,
a lot of it flows
north, but it doesn't really matter because,
mm-hmm.
and the Russians, they've been dumping their nuclear sub waste in our Arctic, and under the ice, you know, and
Jeez,
that's all been documented as well, but no one has cleaned it up.
But
and like in Saskatchewan,
mm-hmm.
the uranium mines in I think it's Rapid City, or I can't remember the exact name of it, the mercury poison in the level of the fish. Has caused huge problems with Indigenous people, but they're not doing anything. They just put a limit on it. Oh, you're only allowed to have two fish a week, or else you're going to get the mercury jitters. And it's like an advanced case of Parkinson's. You can't control your body.
Jeez. So a lot of people don't know what the Indigenous people have been going through. And
no,
they
I
don't
mean,
even have running water in some of these places where they live. You know, the big... What do they call them now? They don't call them reserves anymore.
Well, yeah, some are reserves, and some are settlements, uh-huh. and some are colonies, and
uh-huh.
there's, you know, there's fairly different names, but each one has had a treaty. But
mm-hmm.
what they're doing is individualizing them, and putting a squeeze on them until, you know, they can find someone that'll take control and run them and then be in bed with the government and sell out their land. And this is why, you know, okay, Idle No More is happening, because, you know, this is our last chance to save the pristine in Canada, and it's hugely, hugely damaged already.
Save the earth. You know, the earth is a living being, and a lot of people aren't aware of that.
Yeah. Well, like in the next couple of weeks, all this stuff is that's been documented will become the service, and it'll be put on different walls and stuff so people can actually see it, because they're hiding it. And, like, you know, even David Suzuki did a big documentary on it, but now they everybody tries to say he's crazy so that people stop listening to him. And he's one of the best scientists and naturalists that's ever been, you know, for anywhere.
Yeah. He doesn't want to see the earth become a wasteland.
And we're headed there, and tomorrow, and once they get control of the waterways, where is it going to go? They'll divert it down to the States, where the big money is. They'll be selling our water to, you know, and there's so much water that's we need for ourselves that it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now it's not so good. But what really kind of I find irritating is that Prime Minister Harper is doing this behind everyone's back.
Yes,
he's
still trying. Like, he's trying to say, you know, the Indians are lazy and all this and stuff. But you know what? When you look at the treaty rights, and even those are going to be documented, they had some on there already. And he is totally, it's doing it illegal. He doesn't
he
have the right.
Yeah, he won't meet with Chief Spence either, right?
But it doesn't
matter.
She's on a
hunger strike to have something done.
Legally, we're still under the British North American Act, and these are signed all over to the Queen. The Canadian government still hasn't stepped up to the plate to take ownership of it, because they'd have to, you know, because they can't control it.
So
and
basically,
the Queen
owns Canada. Is that what you're saying?
Well, still legally, all Canadians don't own their land. Period. Because
it's
under
the British
North American
Act. And then you hear all these stories about, the Illuminati and the crown owning everything and these families owning everything, and makes you realize, hey, you know, like, what's going on here?
Well, we've been blinded from the beginning. They give us enough that we're happy and we think we're doing okay, but legally, and now the things are getting registered with the World Court and NATO and stuff, and what he's done is just
And he was given an award.
Oh, yeah, because, like,
you know, he's probably the worst prime minister we've ever had in Canada.
Well, you think about it. Like, look at all over where everybody in the world is standing up. The people in the Middle East and to African stuff. Like, they're standing up just so that they can have, they're not being in slavery.
A normal life.
It's come to our country. And now everybody says, oh, no, they're lazy and everything. But guess what? The bounty that they
just
think
they're
going to receive
speaking up for themselves?
Isn't there.
That's
the
why they're doing
the bounty
it, right?
has already been abused and used. And it's, once that's gone, it's gone. We'll be just a desert. Or a big heap of crap or something.
Yeah, and you know what? The earth deserves better than that. We deserve better than that. And it's time to step up and say, hey, enough's enough. And it's not working anymore. I talked about it on my show earlier today, that a shift in consciousness is what's needed right now to make people wake up. Anyway, Dan, I don't have too much time. If you can stay on, I've got like about 90 seconds left, and I want to kind of round the show off. And, you know, maybe you can come on another time. Okay, I'm just going to talk about angels. It's time of purifying our thoughts and raising our vibration to the next level of light. And that's why I talk about the octaves and how it's affecting us and our ability to absorb light. And it's really important right now that we go through this. And, emotions and action is important right now. And, purifying ourselves mentally, emotionally, and physically, and release all those negative emotions. And look at what we have around us. We have a beautiful earth, and we have to step up to keep it the way it is. We don't want things to get worse. And So it's important that we release these negative emotions. And we have to choose being, are we a victim or are we a master of our own destination? And what we have inside of us is what we project around us. So if we see ourselves as being a master and magical and we can shift things here, it's a really a big time for us to do that right now. So we're going through the next step into the past the sixth octave, into the seventh, and we're shifting into this God consciousness and living as masters and expanding our consciousness. And it takes a little shove and a little talking about these different things to open up humanity to see that ascension and expansion of consciousness is needed, and it is happening. So I'm really grateful to everyone that's listening to the show, and take care, and I will see you all next week for Fifth Dimensional Living. Much love, and thank you, Dan, for calling in, okay? Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your hearts and minds always be open to experiencing a greater world.